USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump has some strong words for former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe.
Well, I think Andrew McCabe has made a fool out of himself over the last couple of days.
The president continued.
He really looks to me like sort of a poor man's J. Edgar Hoover. He's a, he's a disaster. And what he was trying to do was terrible, and he was caught.
A winter storm system is affecting 39 states and over 200 million people across the United States, including people in some places that you might not expect to see snow necessarily. These two California residents tell KTLA News they're not used to this cold weather in Los Angeles.
Freezing. I feel like it's been so, so cold. I'm not used to it.
It is freezing, and I'll tell you, the worst part of it is it's the heater in my car doesn't work. I go down the canyon, and it's like 30 degrees down there.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin with a message for the United States, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Russia's president delivering an annual address to his nation, but it includes a loud warning for the United States following its pullout from a Cold War-era nuclear arms treaty. Here's Putin speaking through a translator.
We are not interested in confrontation, and we do not want it, let alone confrontation with such a global power like the United States of America. But it looks like our partners do not see how and at what pace the world is changing and in which direction it is going. They continue their destructive and obviously wrongful politics.
Putin also claiming in his speech that Russia has a new hypersonic missile that can fly at 9 times the speed of sound.
An Alabama native who wants to return to the United States with the 18-month-old son she had with her ISIS husband is not welcome here. That's according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The nurse who says she was in love with Patrick Frazee is giving details on how he allegedly killed his fiance. Prosecutor Jennifer Veman describes Idaho resident Crystal Kenny's testimony.
November 22nd, Thanksgiving, Patrick kills Kelsey in a horrific manner with a bat in the back of the head as Kelsey is sniffing candles with a blindfold over her eyes.
Having your student loans deducted from your paychecks each month could become a reality if a new proposal from Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee becomes law. Kristen Tate writes about taxes and government waste for The Hill. She's also the author of a book titled, How Do I Tax Thee? Tate tells Fox Business that sometimes four-year colleges aren't for everyone.
Well, I think a lot of kids actually shouldn't go to college. You know, all trade right. School is a great option for many students. The problem is that so many students are encouraged to bury themselves in debt for degrees that are just not a good return on investment. For example, my brother's best friend used government-backed loans to get his bachelor's degree in archaeology. He couldn't find a job when he got out of college, so now he's living with his parents, working retail, trying to pay back these loans. These kids have been sold a bill of goods, and now they're being told by the media that it's not their fault, it's capitalism's fault. So I think this is part of the reason we've seen a big push towards socialism among millennials and this push to free college and student loan forgiveness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.